friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm hard-pressed to think that there's a bigger picture going on here. And I don't think these trades can be lumped together other than the fact that they were trades that were made this week.
You think it's just, it's random? You think these two trades are random?
No, I think they're both.
I think the Flacco trade was a little random.
I think I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And here's why, again, that one doesn't bother me. If something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel, would you want, and this is not about Joe, would you want Joe to be the quarterback again? No, I'd rather have Shador. I'd rather have Bailey Zappi. Let's see one of the younger guys. I don't think Joe is going to turn this thing into a playoff team. And will he play better in Cincy? I do think he will, because he has Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And he can get him the ball downfield if his line holds up.
Yeah, we're going to sit here. It's just going to be just like Baker Mayfield. He's going to have success in Cincinnati.
No, it's not like Baker.
Although, yeah, no, you're right, because Baker's a top five quarterback in the NFL right now, top 10 quarterback at the worst in what he's been able to do.
And Baker was in his 20s. I mean, let's
that's true.
Let's not forget
but
that.
But, you know, we play Wheel of Regret every time we see someone. Oh, Nick Chubb just went in the end zone again. Why do we let him go?
Because you drafted Quinshon Judkins.
I get it. And I think that eases the pain a little bit, but it's still Nick Chubb, and I think everyone still has the ultimate respect for him.
Well, sure, but I'd rather have Quinshon Judkins.
Today I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that. I just know Browns fans, and I just kind of know the Wheel of Regret, because I think we all tend to live on that. And
no.
I think it was embodied into our DNA. Oh, I don't know. For my generation, probably Nettles and Chambliss. For the generation before us, help me.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Jeremy's in Brook Park. I hear they're going to be building something out there, Jeremy. Jeremy, thanks for not being... Are you there?
Hey, Jeremy.
I'm here.
Speak. We hear you.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I have to disagree with Brian Baldinger. I heard him on the previous show. You know, he seems like he's apologizing for Kevin Stefanski.
Well, what did he say? Because not everyone that listens to that show listens to the show. What did he say?
Well, he just said that, you know, with all that's been going on, it's hard for Kevin Stefanski to be responsible for that when. In reality, he's the head coach. You know, he and the GM are the brain trust of the organization. And if things aren't going well, who are you going to hold accountable? It's got to be the head coach and the GM. They're 41 and 47 since they took over. They've had 6 years to figure this out. 6 years. They've had one playoff win. They haven't gone to the AFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl. They've had 44 draft picks in 6 years. And they've only had one Pro Bowl, one player make one Pro Bowl out of those 44 players they've drafted. So, you know, they're about to have a fourth losing season in six. So you tell me if they've changed the culture, because as far as I'm concerned, when you look at the facts, it's still a losing culture, and they have not changed it into a winner.
I'll give you another one. Let me give you another name you might want to look at. And I got BR, our buddy, sent us his text. Paul Di Podesta, you want to know what his record is since he got here? 54-80-1. 54-80-1.
Yeah, and he's in there with them too. All three of them need to go. I mean, else can you say? We love the Browns. We love football here. We shouldn't have to keep being patient year after year with this team. When we love football more than any other city in the country, we deserve a winner. So how long do we need to wait?
All right, Jeremy. I don't think I love Browns fans. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people in the country who also love football quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think fan bases deserve anything. Be nice if we had a winner, but, you know,
I don't think fans deserve that. I'll argue this point. Fan bases that don't support their team at all don't deserve a team. If you don't support the team, if you don't go to the games, if you don't watch on TV, if you don't, then why should you have a team?
Most fan bases in the NFL support their team.
I agree.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I agree with
and
you.
And support them well.
Yeah.
So that's, and which is good. And I think our fan base is right up there with
and
the best.
And if we
of them.
Didn't support our team, we wouldn't have one right now. I can tell you that.
Well, that's probably exactly right. Here's the thing. I hate to, Andy, I'm going to do something that makes me mad.
Ooh.
Well, let's go back to this. If the owner is the guy responsible for the trade that changed the entire situation for this franchise, can you hold the general manager and the coach responsible
for trying to clean up the mess,
for having to deal with the mess?
Yeah.
They're not cleaning it up. It was dumped on them, apparently. I mean, there's no way the Watson deal happens unless the owner signs off on it, because he has to write the check.
Correct.
And did he push for it?
Here's my
question.
Point.
We don't know. But the bottom line is you've had to deal with it.
But the reason we say this, Jeff, and the reason you even get to that point, is because in any other NFL franchise, the head coach and the general manager would have already been fired.
I would think that's probably accurate.
So if you're trying to read through the tea leaves that you handed, you
three
know,
and 14 seasons get coaches and GMs fired.
Yes, they do. I mean, this has nothing to do with your last name.
And by the way,
and nothing to do with how smart you are or ignorant you would be about football.
Browns fans don't probably want to recognize this. The first 4 years of that management team, Stefanski and Barry, two winning records, two playoff trips, and when they didn't go, they weren't awful. Well, they have 7 and 8 wins. That's mm-hmm. not awful. It's not what we want, but it's not awful. Last year was awful. And was it the culmination of everything? Maybe. You know, losing out on the first round picks, three of them in a row, and blah, 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 blah. I you have another 3-win season, they're obviously going to get canned, despite what ownership might say, I would think. And ownership hasn't said anything. But, you know, what are their marching orders this year? Is it to clean it up? And let's get it back on track, and you guys figure out how you want to do this. Is that it? Or is it win as many games as possible, which I would find to be preposterous because they, in theory, are looking for a quarterback next year. I just think that trade and the ramifications of the trade have put this franchise in a really, I wouldn't call it precarious, how about confusing spot? I mean, like, okay, so what's the deal then? Are you asking these guys to dig out of it and get it back on track? Have you given them, you better win or you're out of here? And that's what we don't know. And that's why anybody who calls and screams about Andrew Berry, and I've talked about how poor I think his drafts have been until this last year,
mm-hmm.
especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
And I think they were terrible for the first 5 years. This last year, really good offensive draft. I think he picked up some nice talent.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I've already said, I think Kevin's a good coach. They were 3-14 last year. That's awful. Coaches don't survive 3-14 twice unless ownership is taking responsibility for the trade.
Let me ask you this.
That set the franchise back, as it turned out, because Deshaun was A, injured, and B, most importantly, didn't play very well.
Jeff, would you, respect isn't the word. Do you think the fan base would be more trustworthy if, I mean, he said swing and a miss. I don't know how much more you are expecting from an owner.
Yeah, I know.
And would you?
The only thing you could have expected was what I think you're going to say.
If Jimmy came out and said swing and a miss, 100% my fault.
Yes.
Don't blame my. And that's why.
That's why these guys are going to get a chance to dig it out.
Our organization is going to try to be a leader and not a follower. And I believe in the guys that I've hired. I know that my main purpose as an owner is to hire the right people to get us to a Super Bowl. I feel like I've done that, and maybe I overstepped my bounds in pursuing somebody that we ended up taking a swing and a miss, would that make you feel better about the organization?
I think it would give...
Because at the end of the day, it's all about wins. It doesn't really matter what they say in some of these situations.
I truly think if that had come out, it would have given you a path moving forward. Right now, it's kind of an ambiguous state that they're in.
Well, we're sitting here trying to figure out if Kevin was irritated the other day. That if it felt like there was disjoint in the front office the other day.
Well...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.